there were kids, 8 and 9 years old, that were sniffing airplane glue to get high on. These kids are responsible for turning musicians on a lot of things they never knew about, actually. So I had a fantasy, how it happened. Kid is alone in his room. It's Saturday. Kid is played by George McCready. Well, let's see now. I'm all alone in the room, and it's Saturday. I'll make an airplane. That's what I'll do. I'll make a Lancaster, a good structural design. I'll get the balsa wood here, cut it out, sand it off. Now a little airplane glue. I'll rub it on the rag, and, here now. I'm getting loaded. Is this possible? Loaded on airplane glue? Maybe it's stuffy in here. I'll call my dog over. Filica? Filica, come here, darling, and smell this rag. Smell it, you freaky little doggy. Smell the rag, Filica. Filica. Filica! He's up there. I've done it. I'm the Louis Pasteur of junkiedom. Out of my skull for 10 cents. Well, there's much work to be done now. Horses' hooves to melt down. Noses to get ready. Cut to the toy store. Any toy store. Any neighborhood. Kid walks in.
Hello, Schindler. Nice the way you got here. Give me a nickel's worth of pencils, big boy tablet, some juju beans, tailspin Tommy book, and 2,000 tubes of aeroplane glue.
It's confusing.
It is confusing. Say your damn pronouns.
Afterwards, what did you feel? What did you think? Well, you're just 17. All you wanna do is disappear.
Right down there, looking up, and out my way. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now. I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears. Yeah, come on now. 96 tears.
Well, as I was saying, I wouldn't worry nearly as much about the atom bomb if it were to kill you right out. What scares me is that awful gas that deforms you.
Yeah. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Thank you. hard for COVID. We really love you. Show business is my life.
Thank you. pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
Could anyone deny a kick? I smashed up so many cars. Risk reminds you of who you are. Party with death, stay for the view. What you gotta do to know you? control, we're going down Sky Road, Sky Road, we're all screaming. Streetlight turns a red, red sight, but hit the pole before the intersection. Drink for your kicks, not for your health. Risk your life and it is never boring. Driving on booze, natural thrill. It's a good time unless you're with Jill. I like to drive drunk on my bike. Best part is it's essentially legal. Driving on booze, natural thrill. How can anyone deny a kick?
Damn, your drunk tests are hard.
Ever get bored on a Friday night because you've alienated yourself from all the people who might have otherwise invited you out somewhere? Are you a social misfit with no friends at all? Well, the good people at Bucket of Fuck Enterprises have the solution for you. A great heaping bucket of fuck. You heard right. Through a special patent and strict licensing agreement with the sheep farmers of Glenada, Scotland, you can get the craze that's sweeping the nation delivered right to your door. Imagine enjoying the perverse, yet oddly satisfying and somehow nutritious delights of your very own bucket of fuck in the privacy of your own home. You'll never have to leave the house again. Hear what these satisfied customers had to say.
I was bored and lonely, and trips to the grocery store were becoming tedious because I just couldn't decide what to cook for dinner. On a whim, I decided to order a bucket of fuck. It has really changed my life. Thank you, bucket of fuck.
Well, one of my buddies told me about this thing called bucket of fuck. He said it was really great, so I decided to give it a whirl. Ooh boy! I wish they'd invented this stuff back when I was on the high school wrestling team. Coach was always saying, eat right boys and no poony before match. What a load! This here bucket of fuck is real entertaining, if you get my meaning. And it don't taste too bad either for health food and all.
So there you have it. How can you resist ordering your very own bucket of fuck after ringing endorsements like those you've just heard? The good people at Bucket of Fuck Enterprises are waiting to take your order, so don't delay! Call 1-888-555-5555. Call right now! Supplies aren't limited, but what the hell? Bucket of Fuck is not suitable for small children or people with allergies to wheat. But now you can get them our new bucket of ducks, so they won't feel left out. Order now!
Who's gonna teach you how to dance? Who's gonna show you how to fly? Who's gonna call you on the lame, dope, smoking, slacking little sucker you are? Some of mine. I'm
Destruction smells of corruption. I manipulate to recreate this air to go around saga. Gotta launder my karma. Gotta launder my karma.
Hey, Mr. Police Man, is it time for getting away? Is it time position as well.
Find this scientifically fascinating.
Cooler than ice, nicer than breeze. Ready for the nice of a
们那中国的民航去安抚那些怒色的状态又被狂飞哪怕你耳朵我在弄粉的歌怎么 name them just like call me chat That's a rhythm and blues, rhythm and blues, rhythm and blues, rhythm and that Wa-da-da-dang-da-da-dee Then the young man up and get them problem Wa-da-da-dang-da-da-dee Watch me
Surf's up, Beach Boy, but not for you. You'll be hanging 10 downtown.
I'm so drunk up. sorry about your carpet.
Let's go to fucking Hawaii, get drunk in the sun. I wanna lay on a Waikiki, get a tan on my bun. Running through the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. Let's go to fucking Tahiti, lounge on the beach. Those native girls are such a treat, swaying to the native beat. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. 2 a.m., economy in 747, jam to the rule. Worked all summer, saved my money so I could be the one. Let's go to fucking Miami, lounge along the beach. I got my little team of refugee, deeper than the Georgia Beach. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. Let's go to fucking Las Vegas, throw our water in the sun. I'll stop 24 hours today before I'm back under the gun. Running from the rain, thousands on the run. Making like the rich, heading for the fun. 2 a.m., economy air, 747, jam to the roof. Worked all summer, saved my money so I could be one.
Okay, bend over.
The Immigrants. Who are they? Where did they come from? Why did they come? From every direction and continent they came, answering Miss Liberty's call. Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. She lifts her lamp beside the golden door, and from the teeming shores, the wretched refuse came like hungry mosquitoes to the yellow porch light of freedom. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies. And now your host, Gregory Puck.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no pope.
Yeah, in America, they got cheese in aerosol cans.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, and losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia. And I can't hardly make it on the lira I earn here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. Do you know the Fedeyevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin. Well, where you headed out west?
America. I hear the streets are paved with coal.
Yep, it's true. And they got showers and real good telephone service, too.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives, and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
All right, Paul.
Grandma, you ride up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm.
In dark, dank, smelly steerage compartments, they huddled through the voyage, confiding in each other their pitiful hopes and dreams for the new land.
Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head. I'm gonna pick me up a whole armload of eggplants and squash them all over my face. I'm gonna hit myself in the head with big aubergines. Oh yeah, I'm gonna roll around in them.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of headplants.
I'm gonna get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm gonna get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
Yeah, and they got fine schools there too. You can go right on up through the first grade.
Not me. I'm just gonna hang around bus stations spitting and picking my nose.
Oh, and there's lots of old refrigerators for the kids to play in.
Say, friend, you want to move that fuzzy duffel bag so I can sit down?
That's no duffel bag. That's my daughter, Fuzzy Mae. But you can sit on her just the same.
Hey! Knock off that whispering down there and keep rowing, or I'll crack this whip till your necks turn red.
Redneck? What kind of cracker's that?
The hazardous journey was made even worse by the choking dust storms that plagued them every nautical mile of the way. After two long days at sea, a sharp-eyed hillbilly lookout with bad teeth sighted land. But didn't think it was important enough to mention.
Hey, we're sinking!
What?
Women and children first!
We're sinking!
Unstrap that mattress!
What?
Hand me that fuzzy duffel bag!
Oh, we're sinking!
And so as their ship slowly sank in New York Harbor, the happy hordes of homely, humble hillbillies hot-footed hillward. But first, a short stop at Ellis Island, where helpful immigration officials welcomed the new arrivals.
Hey, you, Slimeface, you're next.
Oh, me?
Yeah, race?
Hillbilly.
Country of origin?
Italy.
Name?
Name's Michelangelo Buonarroti.
Well, what kind of moniker is that for an American? From now on, you're MC Boone.
Hey, you just stamped my hand.
That's so if you go out, you can come back in again.
Oh, I see.
Next, name?
Claude Debussy.
Hey, Boone, wait.
Huh?
You got your duffel bag.
Oh, come on, fuzzy mate.
Debussy, you're Clyde Devons.
Having completed processing, the friendships made on shipboard ended as they headed for their different destinations.
Say, taxi!
Where are you headed?
Paris Island.
I'm headed for Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Knox for me.
I'm going to Lackland Air Force Base. Say, you mind if I strap my mattress to the side of the taxi? Grandma, you ride up on top.
On top. You coming, Lem?
Nope, not me. I'm just going to hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Well, if you're going to sit on that fuzzy duffel bag, don't be flicking boogers on it.
And so they traveled, first into the heartland, and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, rotten teeth, mental retardation, goiters, incest, genetic inferiority, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on and on. And of course, who can forget those noteworthy Americans who proudly call themselves Hicks, Crackers, Rednecks, Hillbillies, Minnie Pearl, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith, Robert and Jim Mitchum, Patsy Cline, Buddy Ebsen, Buddy Hackett, the Hills Brothers, the Bond Brothers, Julian and Gary U.S., Arthur Hillbilly Gene King, Mel Torme, the players and coaches of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Graham, Tex Ritter, and that's when I woke up.
Next week, on The Immigrants, the Albinos, the Pale Pink-Eyed People.
down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop, or better yet a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk bitch. Get used to one style of yo and I might switch it up. Up and around, then buck buck get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Yes. Is you with me now? Yes. Then biggie, biggie bounce. Yes. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Yes. Now people gather around. Yes. Now people jump around.
From hell.
P-Dog!
You're not
supposed to do that? You know you're not allowed to. If you seem to get some kind of kick, I would do what you're not allowed to. You deliberately defy the rules, 'cause the laws are pale by fools. Jump! Bad boys get spanked. Can look but don't touch. But no, you can't resist. Don't you ever think about the consequences? Guys like you never do. That's the kind of stuff that wars are made out of. That's the kind of stuff that doors are made out of. You know, bad boys get spanked. Boys get spanked.
try to pull me out like a roustabout. Gonna spend my bread, then I'll kick your head. You're just my size, but if you're so wide, see the chicken black, maybe she'll come back.
Sweet baby, never gonna make it.
Thank you. I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
My name is Kim.
Okay. How old are you, Kim?
25.
All right. And where are you calling from?
Wayzata.
All right, cool. This is He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. I don't know if you heard this a few weeks ago.
Yes, I did.
Do you have a boyfriend or a husband?
I have a boyfriend.
All right. How long have you been going out with him?
Just about a year now.
Oh, okay. And you suppose he loves you?
I know he loves me.
Oh, really? Why? How do you know?
Oh, special little love notes or sending me flowers or just the special time that we're able to spend together.
All right, what's your boyfriend's name?
Greg.
And where does he live?
Duluth.
Oh,
long distance.
Yeah.
Well, how often do you see him?
We typically see each other every weekend.
Oh.
Because he's in Duluth and I'm in Wayzata, it makes it a little hard to see each other during the week.
Okay. And you...
our quality time.
So you have absolutely no reason to suspect he might be messing around on you?
No, none.
Well, then this is going to be boring. But we'll humor you, okay?
Okay.
We'll give him a call and see what happens. Please don't say anything, okay, Kim?
Okay.
I'll do all the talking.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is Greg there?
Yeah, this is.
Greg, how you doing? My name is Andy Savage. I'm calling from Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul. How are things in Duluth?
A little frigid.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, I guess, I don't know, do you get to Minneapolis or St. Paul often or what?
Yeah, every weekend I'm down on business.
Yeah, because we pulled your business card out of a fishbowl at a local merchant, and every month we give away a dozen roses to anybody. And, well, you're the winner this month. Congratulations. The deal is you don't have to do anything. I know you're far away. We deliver the roses for you, and we'll even put whatever you want on a nice little card to go along with the roses. All we need from you is a name and an address of somebody you want them delivered to.
Okay, yeah, my wife, Cindy.
What?
Okay.
Who's?
Cindy?
Oh, Jesus.
Your wife,
Christ.
Cindy? Your wife, Cindy? Would you...
Yeah.
Would...
Greg, Kim's on the line.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, hi, Greg. Would you mind explaining this to me? Your wife, Cindy, how long have you been married?
I was kidding. I was kidding.
Kidding. Kidding my ass. You're such a dick.
You son of a...
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Bugger.